We're going to do a really exciting lunchtime review of what you need to know about the Railroad Commission. This was not originally supposed to be the lunchtime thing, but we had to juggle the schedule. When I was in law school, the lunchtime thing to do was to sit around in Towns Hall and watch, I think it was The Bold and the Beautiful, which came on at noon. This will not be as good as that. The idea is to give basic info for oil and gas lawyers. The Railroad Commission sort of walks in and out of everything that oil and gas lawyers do, whether you're an office practitioner or whether you're out there trying lawsuits, or if you're a landman doing deals. You need to know a good bit about things at the Railroad Commission in order to get your work done or to take care of your clients. We will talk about the different components of Railroad Commission regulation. Commission regulates operators, fields, leases, wells. Those are the basic things. I won't really follow in detail along in the paper. We'll hit the high spots. The slides should be in the package of materials for you. If you have any questions, I'll be here this afternoon. Ryan Lammert, where are you, Ryan? Back here, my co-author, be happy to answer questions. And you can always call or email later if I don't hit something that you feel like you need to know. Let's talk about commission jurisdiction. It's mostly over oil and gas operators. And that's important. It tells operators what to do.